How a Bill Really Becomes a Law. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You remember Jack Abramoff, the super lobbyist who spent 3.5 years in jail for corrupting members of Congress?
I'm Jack Abramoff. And oh yeah, I work out every day.
That was the Kevin Spacey version. But seeing the real Abramoff on 60 Minutes last night was even scarier. He just matter-of-factly explained to Leslie Stahl how easy it was for him to buy Republican congressmen and their staffs. All you do is sit them down, look them in the eye, and say,
you know, when you're done working on the Hill, we'd very much like you to consider coming to work for us. Now, the moment I said that to them, or any of our staff said that to them, that was it. We owned them.
Suddenly, that staffer was like the guy who remodels your kitchen.
Everything that we want, they're going to do. And not only that, they're going to think of things we can't think of.
Except Abramoff wasn't expanding the breakfast nook. He was writing legislation.
We probably had strong influence in 100 offices at a time.
Takes your breath away, all right. And you'd think his scandal would have ended such nonsense.
But it is done every day, and it is still being done. The truth is there were very few members who didn't at some level participate in that.
You sure you can't provide us a few more of the names before the next election, Jack? In the meantime, he says we have to have a law to forbid members of Congress and top staff from taking any lobbying job when they leave Congress, which based on what I heard last night would be like outlawing gravity. And the one guy I know who could get that law passed is, sadly, out of the business. Now this is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.